With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The contract for phase one of the Central Scranton Park development has been signed with McAlpine Limited. The official signing took place on Friday, marking a, quote, significant milestone in the realization of the project, which will transform the Central Scranton area into a, quote, vibrant green space. The signing of the contract, worth $2.3 million, represents the construction of phase one, which will cover the development of key infrastructure for the park for things like stormwater management measures, pond enhancement works, lighting installation, and the construction of pedestrian pathways, park entrances, gazebos, and perimeter fencing, among other things. Phase one is scheduled to be completed in the summer of next year. An additional $597,000 to cover much-needed upgrades at Radio K-Man is supported by MPs and Finance Committee.
Radio K-Man always operates within its budget, and so we have recognized that there has been a significant need for some additional resources, capital being one of the main concerns. The building needs some TLC.
Cabinet Secretary Sam Rose told members the station's annual capital request essentially covers basic upkeep of equipment, with little left over to actually upgrade software or additional building maintenance. Radio K-Man has also been plagued with lightning strikes in the past years, which sucks up funding to replace transmitters and other essential equipment. Mr. Rose told MPs the funds would also, over time, help make up for staffing gaps in areas such as on-air announcers, news production, and sales.
If we do have additional announcers available, it does open up not only additional shows, but we also recognize that there's an opportunity to change the format a bit and to take the approach of podcasting a bit more seriously. There are lots of individuals who would like to listen to shows on demand. We do know that once you're a Radio K-Man fan, the loyalty remains. It's been proven that they hold their audience, but we just want to bring more members of that audience into the fold.
Mr. Rose says this will also include a push to attract younger Radio K-Man listeners by expanding its digital, social media, and video offerings. And in addition to extra funding for Radio K-Man, Finance Committee also approved an additional $1.1 million for the budget item Regulation of Financial Services Industry.
This thing speaks to greater support for the reinsurance sector. Are we looking at additional staff at SEMA in order to do this or some other type of resources?
Because the number of reinsurance applications are ever increasing, the legitimate concern of the authority in the insurance division is that if they're unable to meet the demand, it might then dissuade the business that's coming to say, well, the regulator is unable to manage the application process.
Fielding Georgetown MP Roy McTaggart's question, Minister for Financial Services, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, said in order to handle the, quote, amount of flow coming in, SEMA needs to have more staff to process these more complex insurance applications.
We're also, within that funding, are also trying to do some appropriate promotion of the industry as well to show that we can handle it. In this space, when I was traveling last in New York, insurance publications aren't as familiar with K-Man as, say, investment fund publications. So we're having to do a number of basic messaging on what K-Man can offer, what our tax model is based on, in a way that they're not as up to speed as if you were speaking to an investment funds publication.
Minister Ebanks said this funding would help SEMA hire specialists as well in preparation for the fifth round of the Financial Action Task Force mutual evaluations expected for K-Man in 2027. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The UN's Human Rights Office has called for an investigation into an Israeli airstrike in northern Lebanon on Monday that's now known to have killed 24 people. Most of those who died in the Christian-majority village of Aitu were reported to be women and children. The UN World Food Programme has also criticised the continuing Israeli offensive against Hamas in northern Gaza. One man has been killed and another person wounded in a shooting near the Israeli city of Ashdod. The gunman was shot dead by police. A former British Prime Minister, David Cameron, says the government should impose sanctions on two members of Israel's cabinet. He described the finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, and the national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, as extremists. The trial has begun of the former boss of one of Portugal's biggest banks, O Espírito Santo. It collapsed a decade ago during the euro crisis. Ricardo Salgado and others are accused of fraud and money laundering on a massive scale. His lawyers say he's innocent. The EU border agency says the number of illegal migrant crossings had fallen by more than 40% since the start of the year. Italy and Greece have both introduced tougher measures to block sea crossings from Libya and Tunisia. That's the latest. BBC News.